Yesterday we finished at Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Well, today we go on to Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. But let's first look at the word Alhamd. Alhamd is praise. And the word is very closely related to Al-Madh, which is equivalent to praise. It's also very close to Shukr, which means to give thanks. So Hamd and Madh are so closely related that some Mufassirin tell us that both are from the same origin. Remember, the letters are the same, only the arrangement is different, which is quite common in Arabic. Well, let's look at the concept of praise first. See, praise is an emotional condition which is particular to human beings. Human beings, when confronted with perfection, beauty, splendor, have a reactive emotional condition, and praise sort of comes out. It's something that is programmed within us, whilst animals are without this emotion. They do not have the perceptive capacity of appreciating sort of magnificence, nor are they equipped with the ability to praise something. Now, sometimes the practice of praise appears in the form of a vice, which is flattery. Flattery is the praise of a quality that simply is not there. Flattery has normally a base or an essence, or its foundation is greed. Real praise is nothing to do with greed or desire. It's completely natural. It's completely instinctive when a person comes across a work of beauty, and he or she will automatically begin to praise it. And if this human being were to be asked the reason for praising, or whether he had any expectation of someone giving him something in return for his praise, more than likely he or she would start by asking whether praise must be for a reward. He would say that I am a human being. It's part of being human when you're faced with splendor and beauty and perfection and greatness that you're inclined towards awe and humility, and therefore praise is a natural expression of these feelings. And this literally is the meaning of praise in the sense of madha. But when we say alhamd, hamd has another aspect, and that aspect is a sensation of gratitude. This too is a human distinction. And it manifests itself whenever some goodness comes to the human being from another, and you find that it necessitates an expression to the giver, an acknowledgement of that favor. Even when we're, for example, driving and we stop at a zebra crossing, as you might call it, or pedestrian crossing, you may have to stop, but you will find that it's a normal aspect of human nature to appreciate, to acknowledge, to have a sense of gratitude for the person who stopped out of courtesy, making a gesture of thanks, either with heads or hands or such like. And it's expressed in the Quran in Surah Ar-Rahman, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Hal jaza'u al-ihsan illa al-ihsan?" It's a question. Is the reward of working beauty other than the working of beauty? And really, that question is addressed to unspoiled human nature, and the pure conscience gives the answer. And remember, gratitude is not related to training and education in any particular environment. Gratitude comes from that inner zamir of the human being. So hamd, when we look at it, is neither simple praise nor simple thanks. Basically, it is the combination of the two in a word called hamd, where both praise in the face of magnificence, splendor, and beauty, and gratitude in return for unfathomable kindness and goodness come together, then the word hamd emits from the bottom of the soul. Hamd is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because when you think about it, it also contains a third element, which is worship. So we're looking at praise, thanks, and worship. And maybe if I can put it in a different way, the meaning of hamd is worshipful and thankful praise. And perhaps it's for this reason that the ayah states that all hamd is for Allah alone, to the exclusion of all others, because hamd includes the concept of worship. If I were to paraphrase just alhamdulillah, then I could probably say that hamd is a pure internal sensation within the human being that has its source in the depth of each person's nafs, such that before beauty and splendor, the human expresses praise, and before his magnificence, he's just awestruck, he's humbled. It is an absolutely amazing phrase to just say again and again and again. And it's only when you understand it that it becomes something different than just a verbal clacking of the tongue. And maybe whenever you say Alhamdulillah, then remember that beautiful thing that Imam Ali alayhi salam mentions in Nahj al-Balagha, when he says, it's a dua where he said, "Oh Allah, I worship you not in desire for your Jannah, nor in fear of your Jahannam. Rather, I found you appropriate for my worship, and so I worship you." In other words, I worship you not because you have created me and done me a lot of good, not because in the hereafter you give the garden to the worshippers, but because you are you and you deserve of my worship. Inshallah, we will continue with Suratul Fatiha tomorrow.